You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning is Lisa Mayo, the Executive Director with the Tuolumne County Visitors Bureau. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, this summer must be a huge challenge as far as bringing tourists into Tuolumne County with the wildfires burning in our High Sierra. What are the most common questions that you hear from tourists who have not yet arrived into Tuolumne County?
I think the biggest question that we've been getting is, what is the air quality like? That's a real concern for people. And so we have different websites that we direct them to so they can see for themselves and make that judgment call.
Must be difficult to answer a question like that.
It really is. And that's why we tell them, you know, check out these different webcams because we do let them know that it is variable. You know, the winds might come in and blow some of the smoke out or maybe not. So it is a difficult one. But again, we don't want to make that judgment call. We don't want to discourage people from coming here, but we also aren't saying, hey, come here now and, you know, bring your family and friends, because it's just it's a challenging time right now.
And for the tourists that are currently in Tuolumne County, what questions are they asking, and what is the Visitors Bureau response?
They are definitely asking about things that they can do that are indoors. And we have a blog up on our website about 10 great things to do indoors in Tuolumne County. So we refer to that a lot. The other questions are just about the road closures, and many people, as in winter time, the challenge, want to get from Tuolumne County over to Mono County using Highway 120. Fortunately, Highway 120 opened up again, and so that's great. But it's been challenging letting people know that if they want to get over there, they're going to have to take a much longer route. So those are just kind of the questions that we've been getting. People are really great, though. They have, our visitors even have a real concern for what's going on and are very empathetic with what's happening and are supportive and, you know, they're not really turning away. They're wanting to see how they can help, too.
The fire unfortunately affecting Dardanelles Resort, and there are a lot of tourists as well as a lot of locals who are not necessarily familiar with that piece of property. Can you explain a little bit about the resort?
Dardanelles is a historic resort that has just, it's been a real magnet, I think, for not just locals, but a lot of visitors that come up, and it's one of those iconic family tradition places to go. There's cabins around there that a lot of local families own that have been in families for generations. In my world, it's been a place where we stop when we go snowmobiling, and we go in there, and there's a store and a restaurant and a bar, and you know, it's just one of those iconic places that everyone who visits the high country goes to.
Tuolumne County Supervisor John Gray described the Highway 120 corridor as a virtual ghost town over the past few weeks. From what you've heard, is that an accurate statement?
We're hearing different things from different properties. Some people have kept their reservations, and so it's going to be a mixed bag, I think. It just depends on the people. I think sometimes people are feeling like they've had these plans for a year now, and they want to still come, and they want to be supportive of the businesses. So they're still here. But definitely business does downturn in times like this.
At this point, do you know if there's been an economic impact due to the fires?
I am sure that there has been. I wouldn't be able to give any numbers at this point. As the Visitors Bureau, you know, we're going to wait for these fires to be out. We're going to wait for the smoke to clear. And then we're going to hit it hard with marketing, getting folks back up here.
And I do want to ask you that. How does the Tuolumne County Visitors Bureau recover as far as tourists and visitors this fall?
Well, we've really been focusing on fall advertising and promotions before all of this happened. We don't do a ton of advertising for summertime because it's so busy. And so we've already been really doing that, but we will probably add some local and regional advertising into the mix as soon as things are somewhat back to normal, to get folks back up here and just really explain to them about the fall time and what a great time that is to come up here and see the fall colors and all that. So we're prepared to do all that.
All right. And your website is?
Visit Tuolumne.com.
Easy enough, as long as you know how to spell Tuolumne.
That's right. We think it's like a little lesson for people when they have to type that in.
Lisa Mayo, she is the executive director with the Tuolumne County Visitors Bureau. Thanks for stopping by, Lisa.
Thank you, Mark.